This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And don't forget that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and also check out our website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the Raw Edwards Experience, otherwise known as the Raw Edwards American Experience, would be the one, the only, the incomparable Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
It's not that cold out, so they're standing out here with the big barrel and the fire in the barrel and all that stuff, smoking their cigarettes, and they're getting ready for another hard day's work over there at the new hotel. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Donald Trump's lawyer, not only Rudy Giuliani, but also his gal, I believe her name is Jenna, she called out Attorney General Barr for not calling for a special prosecutor on the election. But here's the deal. He not only had a speech yesterday, Attorney General Barr, that is, where he talked about it just didn't warrant having a special prosecutor for the election, but also for Hunter Biden. And I thought that was kind of odd.
Well, I thought it was very odd. I thought it was kind of wrong. But who am I but just an observer of the situation? You know, as we all know, that Barr's position is at odds with the Trump legal team. And I just find it...
He's gone tomorrow, by the way. He's gone.
Yeah, but it looks like it's just a swipe at the president as he walks out the door. It's obvious that there was a lot of wrongdoing concerning the voting process and tampering with machines and the whole nine yards. And for him to walk out the door and just say, well, there's no need to basically look into it. He's basically saying, I don't give a rip, and screw you, President Trump.
Well, here's the problem. The president is, once again, they've reworded that lawsuit from Pennsylvania with the three different things that were at issue. They've reworded the lawsuit, and they're going back after the Supreme Court to see if they can get them to hear it. A lot of people are saying, hey, it's not going to get heard again. I don't know. What do you think?
We have a corrupt judicial system. Obviously, we have a corrupt system in the DOJ. These people are anti-Trumpers, and they don't like the direction that Trump was trying to take the nation, America First, and all the other great things the president wanted to do in regard to this country. They are in disagreement with that, and they are showing it by not wanting to execute justice or at least looking into alleged wrongdoing during the voting process of this country. And in my opinion, these people are putting our nation in danger by not following through. And you have the Supreme Court refusing up to this point to at least hear cases in regards to these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically saying, oh, we don't care.
All right.
And it looks like they're going to do it again.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. I believe I know who this is. Let's see. Is this Mel up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, that's me again, Captain.
What's your question for Ron?
Well, yeah, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Yeah, Barr.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. He's like, you know, he's like the cat or the fox in the chicken coop, you know what I mean? He's got the chicken hanging out of his mouth, and there was only one chicken in there. Where'd the chicken go? I mean, he's accomplice to all, he's an accomplice. Sat on Biden's kid's laptop, and amongst other things that this guy is guilty of, going against the president. I mean, he's an accomplice, and he's not going to investigate himself.
So, what's the question, Mel? You're making a statement, but what's the question?
Well, why would Barr appoint a special prosecutor?
Okay.
Why?
All right. Thank you, Mel. Okay, and we're going to a break here, but go ahead, Ron.
I think Barr is corrupt. I can't see it in any other way. With all the things that have gone on, all of the things that we have seen happen with this election process, and you have the top law enforcement official just wanting to walk out the door and just say, hey, I see nothing. See no evil, do no evil, hear no evil. And just walk out the door and just continue to dismiss all of the actions and not willing to look into it and have it investigated. It's corrupt. I think it's very corrupt.
Okay,
it's
well,
very sad.
Hold that thought because we're going to break. Now, I don't think he's dishonest or anything like that. I just think he doesn't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole, just like all these other judges and many of these state legislatures, because they view this as a career ending move. That's what I've been told now by some people that are telling me why they won't do anything about it. So I don't know, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, more with Ron Edwards. By the way, Joe Biden indirectly praised the president yesterday. Yes, you heard me right. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. There's
so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Acura. Now, I want to tell you about the latest addition to the Moss Family Automotive Group, and it happens to be Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Moss Acura is on North Florida Avenue. And Acura competes very favorably with the other luxury brands. As a matter of fact, their RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. And it's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. The seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze. Now, by the way, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with an automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get the high level of service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more added features. Now remember, you serve, you save at Moss. Veterans, active military, first responders, and pastors, too, receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. So, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you even more money. All right. Ron Edwards is with us right now. And, Ron, we have got a caller on the phone, Elliot in Wesley Chapel. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Elliot. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Ron Edwards. Glad to have you aboard this morning. I'd like to make a comment, and I want to hear both of you guys comment on this because I think it's very important. You know, Xi Jinping, President of China and Russia, Vladimir Putin, know exactly what happened to the hack of our systems. The Chinese traveled to Russia just recently. I could be wrong, but I believe both countries' intel hacks are working together to bring this country to its knees. When the air clears, we will find out hundreds of thousands of leftist Americans joined at the hip with China to overthrow American way of life. They are deeply involved. It's going to take allies around the world to match them. Our Space Force must hold the line with China. It comes down to who pushes forth the most advanced weaponry. Gentlemen, I'd like to hear what you think about that. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, you first, Ron.
Well, I agree with the gentleman, and I do think especially China, even though the media points more often to the Russian intervention into our system, but I think that China has been taking the lead. So President Trump is in office, and that it does need to be heavily investigated, and we need to look into it, and I don't know what type of real action we can take against both China and Russia at this particular time, unless we did have some allied help, such as with India, Japan, and a couple of other powerful nations who would be willing to deal with the situation. But the gentleman is correct. I do believe that they have interfered an awful lot electronically into our system.
Okay, well, let me entertain the statement in a couple of different ways. Number one, I know the Chinese military has been on a hurry up and get there, outdo the Americans as fast as they can. They've been copying our technology. They've got their most modern aircraft carrier just followed one of our destroyers through the Straits of Taiwan at a distance, but they were trailing our ship that was there, and they just suddenly put to sea, and they're going on battle stations in the South China Sea. Now, they're going to be doing drills, this, that, and the other, but when you take a look at the aircraft they're flying, when you take a look at the ships they've got, when you take a look at some of the technology they're using and the way they use it, you're looking at American technology. Where did they get that from to begin with? Do you remember? I sure as hell do.
I know that some technology was given to other nations under the Clinton administration.
That's where it started, Bill Clinton. Clinton sold America away for his few pennies or rubles or whatever the hell you want to call it. That's where all that stuff started, and all of a sudden they started to wind up with copycat stuff similar to what we got. Now, the other thing is how you deal with it is pretty simple, economically. You throw sanctions on them, the likes of which you ain't never seen. Why, for example, is McDonald's doing business in China? Why do they need to be there?
Well, the same reason, well, they don't need to be, but it's the same reason that many other corporations have major operations in China. That began decades ago because of American overtaxation and regulations, which is an irony because when you consider the fact that China is a communist nation, but yet their tax rates were lower than ours.
Okay.
Especially their corporate tax rate.
I'm going to interject myself again because you're talking taxes. The fact of the matter is that the Chinese gave McDonald's, gave Coca-Cola, gave Pepsi, gave some of the other large manufacturers and food giants money to come into China. That got their attention.
Well, that's where I was going to go.
Dumped it right in their laps, yep.
And the example I was going to use was General Motors.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's where I was going to go next.
Okay, now we need to move on. We need to move on because otherwise we're going to run out of time for this segment. We've only got, and by the way, you're going to stick around an extra segment. But the big thing is China is a nemesis. When people talk about, well, Russia hacked this, Russia hacked that, I'm sitting there with my tongue.
That's a bigger problem.
Yeah, I'm sitting there with my tongue literally in my mouth going, wait a minute, this isn't just Russia. This is a joint effort. You got Russia, you got China, you got North Korea, you got Iran might be in a mixture. You got all those axes of evil, and I would bet you every one of them had something to do with what we're seeing right now. That's what I would bet.
Yeah, and I'd be right along with you. You're absolutely correct on that.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go here because President elect, or call him whatever you want, Joe Biden indirectly praised President Trump after getting a COVID vaccination. Now, the next COVID-19 vaccinations should go, according to Biden, to older adults, frontline essential workers, and CDC panel workers, which explains, I guess, why AOC got one yesterday, huh?
AOC. And Ilhan Omar complained because younger people like Omar, I'm sorry, that because people like AOC got the vaccine. Those are the people that I would really want to get the vaccine for other reasons. But anyway, Biden said that he thinks that he's done a good job in getting the vaccine moving, has been positive. Biden said that came a week less than a week after the Food and Drug Administration formally granted emergency approval for Pfizer, which, by the way, has close ties to China, and BioNTech's Corona China virus vaccine.
Moderna. Moderna just got approved, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, China is going to buy, 100 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine, I think I heard.
Yep. So we're going to see what I don't, you and I differ on that as far as opinion, but I don't trust these vaccines. I really don't.
And well, I think history's. I have no problem with it for one simple reason that I want to see whether or not, what it is that goes on. I have a friend who got the vaccine last week, and that person, the very next day, did nothing happen the day, but the very next day, they woke up and they had a few chills and they had a little bit of a problem there. Lasted about 2 hours and boom, over it, and they feel great.
That's good, but what I'm concerned about is things that I've read about long-term effects. On some people, and then they advise you if you have certain allergies, you should not receive the vaccine.
That's a different story.
And but it's dealing with the same thing, the vaccine, and like I said, long-term effects and other vaccines.
Now, before we run out of time, at the bottom of the segment, I got to get this in here. You mentioned something about Americans and this, that, and the other. Let's talk for just a second about a poll that came out. It said 65% of Americans approve of how Joe Biden is handling the transition. What's that mean? What the heck does that mean? All he's got to do is sit in his butt and be quiet.
And wait.
Yeah.
Sit and wait. That's all he has to do. Hurry up and wait, as they say in the military. But, yeah, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. It's a non-story story, in my opinion.
Jeez.
And what's the point?
Yeah, I know.
What's the point? So, yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to have Ron over for an extra segment, and we're getting ready to hear the music in my ear here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Governor Newsom, because Governor Newsom is about to stick it to the Californians again. And you aren't going to believe this one, folks. And, of course, the government stimulus came through. Don't know how that's going to play out, but we are going to find out. And we're going to have a Ron Edwards notebook here when we come back right after the break, which I hear the music coming up. Hang on, Ron. And, folks, when we come back, more with Ron Edwards, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we're coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky addressed the Senate Monday afternoon as his colleagues prepared to vote for the $900 billion coronavirus relief package and said that they are no better than the socialist Democrats.
This bill is free money for everyone. Proponents don't care if you're fully employed or own your own house or own your own business. Free money for everyone, they cry. And yet, if free money were the answer, if money really grew on trees, why not give more free money? Why not give it out all the time?
The House voted 359-53 in favor of the relief bill, as did the Senate, 91-6. The relief package will send a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans, along with a new round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses, restaurants, and theaters. In Monday Night Football, the Bengals beat the Steelers 27-17. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Shall make no law respecting establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. For many years, Democrats have desired to see the free exercise of religion, particularly Christianity, stopped and outlawed from our republic. Beginning during the Obama administration, Democrats began to regularly show their open hostility against God. They even sought to ban him from their platform. Now, secular Democrats are calling for the total elimination of Judeo-Christian ethics from society. It's easy to scoff at Democrats for trying to wipe Christianity out of the United States, but a lot of the blame lies with a weak and droopy church that has in recent decades wandered far from the principles enumerated in the Bible and has done very little to contribute to the overall betterment of society. As a result, the church lost its respected position, and to add insult to injury, many preachers misled their flock into believing that Christians do not need to care about society. But despite such utter foolishness, many Christians have recently awakened from their stupor and are stepping up, and God will not be eradicated from society. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
All righty, and it's Ron Edwards. And by the way, now we got to tell you about Fair and Farrah. And here...
Hey, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce.
That's not it. And here they are.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit fairandfarrah.com.
And don't forget their telephone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Give them a call. Fair and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, Farrah and Farrah. Okay, back to Ron Edwards. We had a lot of stuff we had to do in that little short period of time. So back to what we were talking about. Governor Newsom in California came out and lowered the boom and said it's very likely that we may have to extend the stay-at-home order. Wow.
Well, it's a friendly way to say it, but Governor Newsom, along with his pal in crime, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, they, to me, in my opinion, have experienced great pleasure in oppressing the citizens of the great state of California, whom, by the way, continue to reelect people of Newsom's ilk, both locally and at the state level. But and that's something that that needs explaining. But Governor Newsom is how do you explain a man's desire to continue to oppress the people of the great state of California in a way that has nothing to do with improving the quality of life? It does not improve the situation concerning the Corona China virus. It does not improve their health. It is not improving school children. It is not improving the situation, especially with jobs. It has helped exacerbate such problems as addictions, suicides.
Well, it is California, remember.
Brutality, all kinds of problems.
Yeah, because they had problems before Newsom, but they got he's made it worse.
Yeah, but it's gotten much worse.
Yeah, let's
I was going to just say real quick, I mean, they were stepping that direction. Remember, Governor Moonbeam beforehand. That's why it blows my mind that they continue to elect people of that ilk.
Yeah.
But it's terrible.
Okay, how about the Congress and this great vote that we had yesterday on the coronavirus stimulus bill? It passed overwhelmingly in both the House and the Senate. It's a roughly $900 billion. $600 goes to the individuals. $300 gets tacked on to unemployment. And there are some other things in there to help out small business. But then again, we managed to get some of the pork in there that the Democrats always like to stick in there. It's there.
One of the elements of the pork, and I'm going to get to the stimulus for the Americans in a minute, but one of the things that is most irritating about these kinds of bills is that Americans are forced through tax dollars to pay for countries that we don't even know about in many cases, and you have some of that aid in this particular bill.
Sure do.
I think it is wrong. I think it is... you know, this use an old cliche, it's un-American for us to be paying for other countries that have nothing to do with us. And it's a waste. But getting back to the particular aid for people, the biggest aid that could be offered right now, Captain, is to reopen the economy.
Thank you.
Because whether you keep it shut down or open or whatever, you're going to be dealing with the Corona China virus situation.
Yep.
But the best way to do it is to open up the economy, and allow us to thrive, and we can better pay for actual solutions to the Corona China virus situation.
Yep, and that's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying since day one when they shut it down. All right, hold on just a second. Good morning, Mary. What's your question for Ron?
Good morning. There was a caller on another radio show from Oregon, and she has worked the polls and everything, but she believes that the vote has been rigged out there since 2004. And some of these people really aren't voting that way. this status grid, just like this last presidential election. It needs to be investigated and see what's going on. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think you could find something in every state in the country if you wanted to look. The problem is the states where it was obvious right now were the ones that I was reporting on the night of the election. I watched Georgia. I watched North Carolina. I watched Pennsylvania. I watched your state, Ron, Michigan. I watched Wisconsin.
Not mine.
Yeah, I watched your state. I watched Wisconsin. I watched Minnesota. I watched Nevada. Yeah. I watched Arizona. And I watched the numbers. Trump was getting no votes, and here were 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 at a time, and sometimes more, coming in for Biden. I'm going, what the hell is going on here? I mean, I watched it all night long. I watched it.
Cheating is what the hell was going on. I also watched videos where people were bullied, were not allowed to observe what's going on, and you saw the cheating. Remember, the video from Georgia where they clear everyone out that they want out, and then all of a sudden they're pulling out these containers with extra votes. And how about the votes that were brought in to Pennsylvania from the great state of New York?
Yeah, by truck.
So all this cheating,
ballots.
I mean, Trump does have a great case, but it is unfortunate that along with the corruption in the voting process, there's equal corruption in the judicial process, and they don't want to look at it. And as you state, they're scared about, I guess, losing their positions or whatever. They care more about
They're embedded professional politicians, and they don't want to do anything to upset their own personal apple cart.
Guess what? Mm-hmm. This level of corruption can destroy a nation. If you don't have a nation, you won't have a position. How about that?
Now, how about this one? A U.S. health official says everything's on the table about the possible United Kingdom travel ban as we take a look at what's going on over there. And we don't really know whether or not the vaccine that we have will work against that strain that's mutated over there or not. But this is not abnormal. Every time you have a virus of some sort, it mutates. We just don't know how it's going to affect us, but I do believe that we need to certainly stop the travel temporarily in the United Kingdom until we get a better handle on it.
I find it kind of funny because originally they were saying this particular virus wouldn't mutate, but I had a suspicion that they were going to have a second wave of this, and I find it suspicious also that it's directly at Great Britain, which wants to get, deal with the Brexit situation.
Yep.
And they're collapsing that nation. And it's just my guess. Just looking at things hypothetically or whatever. I'll just put it in that term. And I just find it rather funny that it's happening that way. And I remember a statement by Joe Biden. He said it's going to be a dark winter, as if he knew something was going to be happening. But anyway, I don't want to sound like Alex Jones or something.
No, because Fauci said the same thing. Fauci said the same thing. It's going to be a dark winter. All right, we got to go. You have yourself a great Christmas. We won't be talking again until next week, except perhaps on the with the Edwards Notebook later in the weekend. Yeah. But anyway, you have yourself a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Ron Edwards, everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'll be back with a final segment of the program. You know, a lot of things going on today. A lot of food for thought in the discussions we got going on here. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This final portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located down at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all of their blinds, all of their shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located again at 4540 Clark Road at right there at McIntosh. And the phone number one more time is 941-922-2345. Just give them a call. Just give them a call. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Okay. I think I've got Todd on the phone. And I'm going to try to set Todd up with something else. Okay, before you start in, Todd, you want to listen to me for a second?
I'll do it, boss.
I've got people telling me you don't need to repeat six times Donald Trump 1, Donald Trump 1, Donald Trump 1. So please say it one time and then move on, okay?
Donald Trump won in a landslide, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden should be in jail. Everybody's owned by China. The Supreme Crooks are owned by China. Everybody's owned by China, okay? Let me make sure everybody in the White House understands. Donald Trump won in a freaking landslide, and we cannot allow a crook like Joe Biden, who's under investigation, who's owned by China, to be anywhere near the White House or his son or all his cabal. Period. Okay? Because they're all owned by China. If you look at all the companies in the United States that do business in China, that should be outlawed, along with Sowell, who should be thrown out, along with Feinstein, who's owned by China. Okay? So let me tell all the Einsteins in the White House, you should be on TV every day, every 5 seconds, saying the same mantra. Donald Trump won in a landslide. We cannot let a Chinese piece of crap like Joe Biden and Hunter Biden anywhere near the White House. And Barr, when you go on the Chinese news network and you're owned by China, shut up, okay? Because anybody else would have been arrested a long time ago. Keep fighting. Donald Trump won on January 6th. Donald Trump gets the electors, and Donald Trump is the president of the United States because he won fair and square. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
Okay, good job, Todd, and I'm glad you did that because, really, people were calling in saying that you didn't need to say it six times or whatever, that they get it. They understand that. And I appreciate that, Todd. And, again, good call. Always interesting. People want to know what you have to say, but you don't have to repeat things over and over 10 times, I guess, was the thing. Now, you know, folks, we know we're going to see a lot of changes made here, and we know we need to do something. Okay, let me make a couple of suggestions. Now, I said this at the Tampa Bay Trump Club last Tuesday, and I'm going to say it again today. We need to keep up what we were doing. The boat parades with all those people out there in the boats. We need to keep doing that. It was getting noticed. And if you want to have your message out there and keep it getting noticed, that's one way to do it. The other thing is the car caravans. Need to keep doing that. Need to be standing on the street corners, waving the flags and all that stuff like you were doing. Nothing has changed as far as that. Nothing has changed. And I don't get why you can't be out there doing all of that instead of, I don't know what you're doing, but I don't see anybody doing much of anything right now. I mean, it's once in a while I run into somebody, but I'm not seeing what I used to see. Tampa, everywhere I went, major intersections, boom, there they were in a corner, 25, 30, 40, 50 people. In some parts of Pinellas County, it was the same way. In other parts, it was maybe five or six of the Democrats. And I just kept seeing more and more of the Trump supporters. And again, your message is still out there. It's still good. It still resonates with the people. And that's what you need to do. You need to keep with the message. By the way, you also need to call your congressman, call your senators, call your state representatives, because for you folks living in states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arizona, call your state representatives and say, hey, we need to do something here. We know that something screwy went on in this state. We need to do something, and you need to get off your butts, and you need to call a special session and get something done, or we, the people, are going to have our own special session. How about if you go marching with a couple hundred of you there into your state legislature when they convene and say, hey, it's time to have voter reform right now? How about doing that? Think you'd get their attention? Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. And you can do it peacefully. You can do it the way it should be done, the way that people talk. And by the way, this is the way we did it with the Tea Parties, for God's sake. And by the way, the Tea Parties are still around. They learned how to play politics, unlike some of the folks out there that think they got to ram their stuff down people's throat and yell and scream and holler. We never did that. We had a lot of fun. Our Tea Party protests were fun when we'd have a rally, just like a Trump rally. If you haven't been to a Trump rally, you folks in Georgia, when Donald Trump says he's going to be there January the 5th, where he's going to be for Loeffler and Perdue, you need to show up. It's great. It's a great time. It's a great time. There's an electric atmosphere at a Trump rally, the likes of which like you've never seen. All right. Now, let me just mention, before we have to part for the day, what this COVID-19 relief bill is all about. Now, Congress did pass the $900 billion pandemic relief package. In it, they tacked on a $1.4 trillion catch-all spending bill with thousands of pages of other end-of-session businesses and a massive bundle of bipartisan legislation, which is where what you heard Denise talking about. The Senate cleared the massive package by a 91-7 vote. The House approved the package by a 359-53 vote. Those are lopsided victories, bipartisan victories, lopsided. And this all came in lieu of the fact that it was a 5,593-page legislative bill, by far the longest bill ever put together. And this came together after months of battling, posturing, post-election negotiating. Now, a lot of what's in here is exactly what Nancy Pelosi wanted months ago. And it's exactly what the Republicans wanted in there months ago, a lot of this. The only thing that's different is probably the individual payments to the individuals of $600 per person, making a family of four eligible for as much as $2,400. Now, the $600 goes up to people making up to $75,000 a year and $1,200 to couples making up to $150,000 a year and payments phased out for higher incomes after that. And in addition, a $600 payment will be made for every dependent child. Was $500, now it's $600. And don't forget the $300 per week bonus jobless benefit, which was half of what it was back under the CARES Act, but still, $300 on top of what it is better than what it could have been. And keep in mind, the Paycheck Protection Program for the businesses out there, $284 billion. Now, the big corporations and all that sort of stuff are going to try probably to do this again, but I think they're going to be watched very closely. The guys, the mom-pa people that are out there with the $100,000 a year businesses, $50,000 a year businesses that have had to lay people off, or maybe you got one worker or two workers or something like that, you need to get on the stick right now. Once this thing gets signed by the president, which it will today, you need to get on the stick right now and find out about the Paycheck Protection Program and sign up for it and get involved in it. Don't dally. And, of course, the sweeping bill also contains $25 billion in rental assistance, which offers protection for people that they can't get evicted at least until the end of January. Extends that. $15 billion is going to go for theaters and other live venues that have been absolutely just buried, killed in terms of what their business is because they couldn't bring anybody in. $82 billion for local schools, colleges, and universities who have been hurt greatly by the fact that in some cases their big revenue sports at high school is a high school football game, and they weren't able to have that where they could have a crowd and do all the things they need to do. And $10 billion for child care. So there you go. And don't forget, when they say Donald Trump's border wall is not going to be finished, oh, yes, it is. $1.4 billion. Goes right straight to Donald Trump's U.S.-Mexican border wall to finish the job. Somewhere around 420 miles of the wall will be done, and it's not going anywhere. All right, we're coming back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather. God bless America. And
these are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.